London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An agreement between beleaguered banana farmers and local bankers in St. Lucia. The CDB says unemployment figures in the Caribbean need to come down or economies will suffer, and high hopes for the New Look Regional Cricket Competition. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia Banana Growers Association has reached an agreement with a consortium of local bankers on conditions for a $10 million loan needed to solve their financial difficulties. One of the stipulations of the agreement is that the consortium will influence and make decisions affecting the banana industry until the loan is repaid. As a result of the agreement, the association expects to resume paying staff and banana growers this week. From St. Lucia, Pete Ninval reports.
It was a bitter pill for the new board of the St. Lucia Banana Growers Association to swallow, but the directors had virtually no choice. With checks paid to banana growers and association staff having been dishonored last week, the financially beleaguered institution has become a beggar with few choices. I put it to association chairman, Mr. Rupert Gajada, that his board, by agreeing to the loan terms stipulated by the bankers, had virtually relinquished control of the SLBGA.
They do not like to put it in those terms. To me, that is what we have agreed to. But they would like to put it in a way which implies that it is seeking mere consultation.
Former opposition leader Julian Hunt, a member of the special parliamentary committee that was set up to help resolve problems in the banana industry, feels the agreement is in the best interest of the entire country.
I've said before, and I will repeat, that this economy cannot survive in either now or in the future without the banana industry playing an active role.